Hello.
Hi, is this Eddie?
Yes, this is Paul.
This is Paul, yes. Hi, I was on a call when you called in, but how's everything going for you?
Not too bad. I just wanted to give a call about, see like what your rates are still and if you can help me out on something, on some stuff. Thinking about, I might start up with some of you guys. I just want to know more, a little bit more of the detail.
Yeah, so, you know, this would be for, of course, first page placement on Google, Bing. You'll have all the content Google looks for, Yelp, Facebook, Super Pages, almost 70 different destinations and directories, all of them equally important. All of them talk about your services in your service area. With that content, when someone does a keyword search for electrical work, whatever they type in, your business pops up. Now, we'll also build a website for you. The calls will come to you, and they will have already seen your website. So they'll know that you do what they're looking for. At that point, they're hoping you answer the phone, hoping you're available to do the job. Now, I was able to apply a couple of discounts, and I'd actually be able to honor those discounts here. The website would be included at no additional cost, and it would be $149 a month. And that would be the exact amount. It's month to month. There's no contract. Of course, our job is just to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. That being said, that is a fixed flat rate. So it's an exact amount. It would never go up, not even by a penny. No taxes, fees, surcharges, or anything like that.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. That's a perfect explanation. And also one more question. So now I used some type of service like this before in the past. And
okay.
I had to get charged for each lead I had.
Oh,
so now
yeah.
Any lead going through you is non-chargeable.
Correct, yeah. You're not paying for the lead. You're not getting leads. We're not sending you a lead and then turning around and sending them to your competitors. You're not in a bidding war with your competition. Simply put, living, breathing human beings will call you directly. No third party involved at all. They're going to do a search for a service that you provide. You'll be one of the top options on that first page of Google. I got to be honest with you, obviously, you're not going to be the only business that pops up on that search, and not everyone who sees you on that first page will ultimately decide to call you. But the ones that do call you, like I said, they're calling you already knowing and already seeing your website. So it's a high conversion rate for the calls that you get.
Perfect, perfect. And also, do you have a rough idea? I know, obviously, you probably have thousands and thousands of people already. Idea, if, like, what I'll be looking at, if how many people roughly would call me a week? Is it going to be one, or is it going to be over 10?
So let me pull up a quick search here, and this is going to be for 20 miles, okay? Residential only, but it looks like, and it's not going to be everything that someone can type in, and you're not going to be limited either, but it looks like this particular quick search that I'm doing is generating the 7-8 most popular search phrases for electrical work. In that 20-mile radius in the last 30 days, I'm seeing 1,814 searches. Now, of course, that's not 1,800 people doing a single search. People like to search a few times in a couple of different ways, and I'm definitely not telling you that you can expect 1,800 phone calls. The reason that I did that search is, you know, Google has been doing this for a long time, and it always falls within the same margin of error. The businesses that are on the first page of a search for their services will in turn see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. So 1% of 1,800 is 18, 2% would be 36. If we add all the other things that someone can type in, best residential electrical contractor near me, that type of thing, that's one of the searches that's not included in this particular query. So you can be found for other searches as well. And if you're getting, you know, 20, 25, 40, 50 phone calls coming directly to you in a month, that's in a month, not in a week, but in a month from someone who saw your website first, I would think that even a modest conversion rate would have you not just profitable, but also being able to kind of pick and choose the jobs that would be even more profitable for you. Pick the bigger job that'll pay you well for your time, smaller job you can get done and move on to the next one. Maybe you take a job closer to home, or even because you know the materials are going to mean a higher profit margin for you. Like I said, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's that same flat rate.
All right. Okay. All right. I was very hesitant on doing something like this again, but I mean, it can't hurt to try. Obviously, like you said, not with no contract, whatever. But
sure. Yeah. I mean, it is completely at will. That means month to month and no contract. You can stop at any time. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can even pause it if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. In fact, the service can be paused seasonally if necessary.
Perfect. All right, I'm ready to start.
Okay. Let me make sure I've got all the information. It is McGuire's Electrical and Repairs, correct? That's how you would want the business to be branded online?
Is it a possibility to edit?
Yeah, you can edit now or later. The important thing is that we have consistent information, so if we update that information, it will be updated across the board on every destination and directory that we create and the website and everything like that. Did you want to keep it that way for now, or did you want to go ahead and change it?
If it's possible, can we just change it right off the bat?
Yeah, that's even better.
Okay, I want to make it Eddie's Electric.
Eddie's Electric. I like it. Eddie's Electric. Repair or electric and repair?
Let me see. Eddie's Electric, maintenance and repair. You can just do,
Eddie's Electric Repairs?
Just do Eddie's Electric.
I like it. I like it. I mean, people are probably going to know that you're going to do some repairs, kind of the nature of most of what you'll be doing there. So we've got that as Eddie's Electric. It will appear that way everywhere that we create content. And then, Eddie, is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call and also the best number for us to reach you regarding the account?
Yes. And if anything in the near future, I might be getting a new phone. I don't know if I'm going to change the number. Is that going to be a difficulty if it's changed?
No. Like I said, we can update any content. It updates right across the board. If it's a different phone number, if you want us to add more services, if your focus shifts a bit as the seasons change or whatever, we can do that at no additional cost. And that is a smartphone, right? The 516-274-2421?
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, right.
Now, Eddie, most of the time, you're simply going to get phone calls. Residential clients will call you. Everything's got the click-to-call feature. On the website, though, there will be a contact form so people can tell you where they live, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. And then when they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And then whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it is still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything that they do type into that form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. Now, like I said, you'll get a text message as well as an email. As far as the email goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically right on the website for people to see. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one need see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. Eddie, what is a good email address either for you or for your business?
We can do Eddie, M as in Mike, T as in Charlie, G as in Gary, .95@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email, and it's usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it to you. Most of the time, though, we'll give you a quick phone call or send a text. Eddie, did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
No, not necessarily. Whatever's
all
easy for you guys, don't matter to me.
Perfect, yeah. There's going to be a little bit of redundancy built in. We call you and we don't reach you. We'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. And then, you know, I never did ask, and I can never assume, but is your last name McGuire like the other business name?
Yes, McGuire, yeah.
Perfect. And then, Mr. McGuire, the other thing I wanted to ask you about When we spoke before, and I don't know if you're still using it, but when we spoke before, you were using Angie's Leads or HomeAdvisor, and on that profile, there is a physical address, the 3 Mill Road. But, I mean, you are service-based. You go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you before, during, or after. There's not a physical address that we would be promoting for your business online, right?
Correct.
Gotcha. Is that a residence, that 3 Mill Road?
Yes.
It is. Okay. Gotcha. And that's actually why I'm asking. You know, Google knows that
Perfect.
Most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if that were a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork, since customers don't come to you, Google does not want to list the physical address. They would not want someone to be able to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. You'll just be listed city and state, not even a zip, and certainly not that physical address. Now, and if you don't have any other questions for me, I would do a couple of things. One, I do need to take a look at our client interview calendar. That's where we would, in fact, schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. That's where we get all the information that we need, kind of dot the I's, cross the T's, so we can build out the website and create all the necessary content. So we will want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already do have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, and we will take care of that and a couple of other things in that follow-up call. Like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing, Eddie, that I will need to do here is what's called a voice verification, because we are Google Premier partners. We are required to read this even before we can ask for any form of payment. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection, so you know that it is a fixed flat rate, that we are including the website for you, etc. Now, although it is recorded, you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Like I said, I do need to read it before I can ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. Eddie, give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay. All right, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. McGuire, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Eddie's Electric.
Perfect. And that's exactly how I have that now. And then, Mr. McGuire, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Eddie McGuire, Mechanical Electrician.
Okay. And then, of course, that does mean that you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the company, right? Of course, you make all the decisions for your business. And then, Eddie, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. McGuire, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Correct.
Of course. Eddie, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As you can imagine, our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to reach out and contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. And, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Correct.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, I think you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business online. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that our job is also make sure that all of your business information online does stay accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Eddie, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. McGuire, that's fair, right?
Correct.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will create that website on our end. We'll also make sure that no address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to give us a heads up so we can make sure that that information does have the accurate business name and everything else. Now, with the reduced price that I was able to get before and honor now, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether here, will be charged today, the 22nd of July, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $149.00. And again, that is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, so no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees either. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, we will also be able to include a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page, Eddie, is also included at no additional cost, which again means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 22nd of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $149. And once again, that rate will never go up. As it is a month-to-month service, completely at will, that does, of course, mean that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause it. If you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation or even pause the service seasonally, Eddie, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Mr. McGuire, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Eddie, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. McGuire, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, and then Eddie, that does in fact conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
That will be on a Visa.
On a Visa. And is it your name on that card, the business name, or both?
My name. Just my name.
Your name. Your name. And is it Eddie on that card, or Edward?
No, I'm sorry. It's Edward.
Edward.
I didn't say that before. So.
That's okay. But you do prefer Eddie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay. 5108052212221406. Expiration is 0226.
0226, and then the last three digits on the back of that card?
657.
657. So I've got 657, 657 on the back, and then 02 or February of 2026 is the expiration. Excuse me. And then, Eddie, is the card itself 5108-0502-2122-1406?
Correct.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give that to you. Actually, in just a second here, I just have to put you on a brief pause. I'm not going anywhere, but the line might go quiet. I just have to generate that invoice here real quick, and then the system kind of reset. So give me just 1 second here.
No problem.
football.
Going to give you the client support phone number, but you will also receive it by way of text message.
Okay.
So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then that's simply option one or extension one to reach client support. And Eddie, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other of those, please do let me know. I did just kind of want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Again, we schedule by the hour. The call takes about 25, 30 minutes, and again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. This late in the day, we are booked out for the rest of the day. Like I said, we're just Monday to Friday here, so we'd be looking to Monday. The calendar looks pretty wide open. There's just a couple of exceptions, but basically anything between 10 a.m. and the last one that would be scheduled at 6 o'clock. Did you want something earlier on in the day, middle of the day, towards the end?
Towards the end, definitely.
Towards the end. So there's a 4, 5, and a 6, and we would schedule by the hour. The call would get to you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. Did you want that 4, or the 5, or the 6 o'clock? What's going to work better for you?
6 o'clock will work better.
6 o'clock works out better for you. So in that case, it will be scheduled from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Like I said, the call will get to you maybe just a few minutes after 6. At 5, you're going to receive a reminder email through our automated system telling you that the call is scheduled for 6. And in just a minute or so here, I'm going to send you also a calendar invite. The calendar invite really is just more for your records. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG, that just stands for client interview, to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. You do not need to respond to it. It really is more for your records, although a lot of people do respond to it, and there's no problem if you do. Eddie, did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
Yeah, the text message.
You got the text. Okay, the text is perfect. It goes where the invoice email goes if you click on the link. But what you should see there at the top is Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, starting with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so we will, of course, optimize your Google listing. We'll mirror the content on Bing as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. The landing page is the website that we'll build for you. I don't really want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down towards the very bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box, and then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, We need you to either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears there, so it is Edward, since that's on the billing, and then, of course, case sensitive with appropriate spacing. So if you do copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. But once you've got Edward McGuire in that spot, please just click on the confirm signature box below it. Eddie, that does a few things. It, of course, lets us know that you know that it's that flat rate of $149, that we've waived your setup fee, that the website's included. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are, in fact, an active business in the local area. It does also allow us to do the initial MapW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Yep, just got it.
Perfect. Okay. So first of all, you don't need to worry about that right now. I can give you the username, but there's not a password set just yet. In fact, it's the automated system thinking, one, that you're trying to access your client dashboard, your tracking system right now, and two, that that system is already active. It's not. We have to do your client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track. I think if you're able to put in a password now, it would just give you an error message. I can give you, though, the username. Easy for you to remember. It's the phone number we're speaking on, including the area code, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Just the number 516-274-2421. That will always be the username. In fact, in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do reference either your phone number or your username, which are basically the same thing, and we can forward that out to the right department. Now, once your client dashboard is active, you'll officially get by text and email that username along with the default password that you can use to access your tracking system. Of course, at that point, you can change the password if you like. Some people never do. Either way, it's up to you. But other than that, you are set and squared away on my end. I'm actually glad that you called and that Marie was able to take that call. Like I said, I was just finishing up a phone call when you called, though. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team that's going to give you that follow-up call, and again, that follow-up call is scheduled for Monday at 6. Other than that, I'm pretty excited to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're looking forward to getting this going for you. I am sending you that calendar invite again, and that's going to have your username, your name, and your phone number. It will be someone else from our client interview team giving you that phone call on Monday. But you have a wonderful rest of the day, and you enjoy the weekend.
Beautiful, Paul. Thank you so much. I appreciate you answering the phone, calling me back. And definitely, everything looks great. Can't wait to start it off. Thank you.
Sounds good. I've got in the notes here that you do prefer Eddie, and of course, like I said, everything officially going out to Edward since that's on the billing. But Eddie, I appreciate your time. Real pleasure speaking with you. Thanks again.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.